Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
And it's time for a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3, courtesy of Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. Joining us is Sherry Smith, the Executive Director of Agape Mission, and Sharon Reese, the Executive Director for the Westside Community Center. You guys have Juneteenth coming up, your Unity Day celebration.
Yes, we sure do. And we want to invite everybody in Bartlesville to come by and see us. It's June 14th and 15th. Pre-registration is the 14th, Friday night from 6 to 10. It's also going to be question time. We're going to have some state representatives and people from Oklahoma City there, so you can come ask your questions, get pre-registered for Saturday. Saturday it starts at 12. We're going to have games and food and barbecue and 3-on-3 basketball and live music, and I mean, we're just going to have a fun time together.
That sounds like a pretty fun time. Sharon, you want anything to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate that the purpose for it is Juneteenth, and that is actually short for June 19th. It's a holiday that was marked to end the abomination of slavery in the United States. It was actually started in Texas, so here in Bartlesville, as our community, and still being in agreement with our United Way partner agreement, Agape and myself have came together to do a community unity day, to where we wanted to just pay it back forward to our community, no matter what color, red, yellow, black, and white. Bartlesville is all about the unity in bridging different entities that don't necessarily come together. So please come out and enjoy the free food, the entertainment, and just and the raffles that we'll be doing every 30 minutes.
And what other events do you guys kind of have going on during this event? You kind of mentioned 3v3, and you have live music. What kind of music are you going to have there? Who's going to be performing potentially?
We have local bands that will be coming together. I know that we have two gospel groups that's come together. We have a Victoria Smith that is one of Westside Community Center Re Prosper students that we always try to let the students come back and get some hands-on to be able to do some things for the community and show how much they've grown within the community. We have a couple of DJs. I think we even have people as far as coming out of Anita to be a part of the festivities. So hopefully we'll see all the locals, and please come and join us.
And you mentioned the forum. There'll be representatives here from across the state. I'm assuming the local delegation will be here as well. That's from 7 to 9 on June 14th is what I could see. Is that really when things just kind of get kicked off for you guys?
Yes, it is. It actually starts at 6 o'clock. That's the pre-registration. And then inside of the Westside Community Center, this will be our semi-annual Q&A. We had one in October. So twice a year we try to get together with our councilmen, our chief of police, our state representatives, just to bridge the community.
Okay, do you know what questions people might be able to ask during this Q&A? Or what questions have been asked in the past?
Well, in the past, when we had it in October, they was really concerned on the upgrades around the Westside Community Center, making the park safe, the walking trails. I know Bartlesville is a fit city. Want to know if they was going to bridge the walking paths that's on the east side to the west side, and then ensuring that people that do come over and use our facility between the Agape Mission and Westside Community Center, just make sure that our park is safe, enough lighting, just to ensure the safety of the neighborhood, and then also those that we're feeding at the mission, and then those that do come through the Westside Community Center.
Okay, and you mentioned projects at the Westside Community Center. What other projects are there other than the bridging of the Pathfinder Parkway over there?
I know that we had, one of the big issues is the flooding that's around the park. We have inadequate drainage from when, I'm sure that's funny, because the whole town just had inadequate draining.
Yeah, that's right.
But the drainage just alone in Bartlesville is really an issue. It isn't for because of any one reason. It's just that the way that the rivers run through the community. So, but the city was really proactive in the things that we did ping on, like the lighting around the park. They was out there within 24 to 48 hours to ensuring that those questions that we did have in October was fixed immediately. Councilman Jenches and all the other councilmen that came, they were very proactive and just open to just to hear on what we have to say, because that form had never been done before. So we're looking forward to doing that twice a year.
And you kind of mentioned this is the celebration before the June 19th abolition of slavery anniversary. Will you guys have any booths available or kind of like history courses on the abolition of slavery in America?
We will not have any booths, but we are always available for Q&A and questions pertaining to Juneteenth, or just any history associated with African-American history or any history as far as that concerned, because at the West Side and also Agape, we see numerous people, black, white, Hispanic. So we're all about just history, involving all the history, culture at our facilities.
And I know human trafficking is a huge issue today. What are you kind of seeing with that in like the state of Oklahoma by chance?
I know that Oklahoma falls in between so many of the interstates, and just relocating here from Oklahoma City, I know that it is a top priority as far as being watchful on unusual things when you pull up to certain areas.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know a number by chance in case that happens, if people see suspicious activity?
Oh, I would just do 911.
Just do 911?
Yeah, 911.
I think there was like a hotline at some point. I can't remember. There was like a dance that I went to that my girlfriend participated in. They had a number, like a hotline. I can't remember the number though at the top of my head.
Well, I think people can appreciate 911 simply because it's easy to remember. Sometimes an 800 number is not easy to remember, but I can tell you that probably the best thing that any of us can do is be watchful. You know, watch your kids, watch other people's kids, even though, you know, I mean, I've got grandbabies, and you know, I'm observant of whatever's going on around them, and if there is something suspicious, somebody, in fact, I just read last night, I think, on a Facebook post where somebody was going in and out a neighborhood. They didn't recognize the vehicle, and there's a lot of kids in that neighborhood, so they were making other people aware to be watchful. So I think the more we do that, the more we'll stop some of the stuff that shouldn't be going on.
And then, again, at the forum on Friday, there'll be food at this event as well?
It would just be light snacks there.
Okay.
For the registration for the Q&A, it'll be light snacks. But the next day, yes, Agape is just laying it all out. She could tell you exactly what she's going to have.
Yeah, we're Laurent Carney and myself and Mr. Jackson. We're going to be there. In fact, Laurent has some of his barbecue competition guys that's going to be there. We're going to have kind of an inside competition. We're going to have barbecue ribs, potato salad, baked beans. Agape will actually be closed that day because we will be serving out of the park. But you can go online, and I'll let Sharon tell you exactly where, but you can go online and actually, their tickets are free. So, you know, us food people like to know kind of ahead of time how many people we're going to have. So if you could do that, that would be great. And Sharon will tell you exactly where to go to do that.
Yes, if you guys would go to Eventbrite and pull up Juneteenth Bartlesville, Westside Community Center, Juneteenth Bartlesville, there we did post 500 tickets there, and the tickets are free. But the reason for the tickets is for we could get that head count on who is actually coming and ensure that we have enough food. And then when you turn in your ticket to eat with, you'll be getting a free raffle ticket to be able to get. We'll have drawings every 30 minutes, so you really should get the tickets for you can get your free raffle tickets to be able to get some of the free gifts that we'll be giving away every 30 minutes.
And there's lots of gifts.
Yeah, we have a bunch of sponsors from Spirit Church to Watts to, oh my God, Chili's, just every entity in town. So please come and hopefully win one of the raffles, and then we do have some that you can actually buy raffle tickets for. We'll be giving away over $300 worth of fireworks for just $5 for each raffle ticket. So please, parents, come and try to win that package.
We're talking about Juneteenth here on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3 Community Connection. We'll be right back with more about Juneteenth after this.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And we're back with the Community Connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Again, courtesy of Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. And again, joining us is Sherry Smith, the Executive Director for Agape Mission, and Sharon Reese, the Executive Director with the West Side Community Center. Excuse me. What can you guys tell me about your guys' groups? What do you guys do for the community?
Well, I actually run the West Side Community Center with my awesome board that always there to assist and help, and my staff. We are after-school program. This summer we'll be having a summer program that will be kicking off June the 10th. We will be opening at 7 o'clock to 5 for that particular program. My program coordinator, Laurent Carney, is our point of contact, but he is incorporating robotics, arts, academics, field trip, and Peaceful Warrior Wednesdays. That's okay. What we'll be doing starting June the 10th, so please come. We're only accepting 35 people, so please come and ensure that your kids will be there for the next 8 weeks.
And you don't have to really necessarily register for it, they just show up?
Well, you should at least register or call and let us know that you'll be coming, because we are taking applications for that enrollment process.
Okay. I think that's a Monday, correct?
Yes, that is Monday, and you could call Westside Community Center at 918-336-6760, and anyone there will be able to assist you with that enrollment.
All right. And what's going on at Agape?
Well, we're just feeding the masses. In fact, we've been in our new facility since October, and our numbers have doubled daily. We just set in April a new record for meals served. We had, I believe it was 4,483 meals in 1 month, which is unbelievable. And we had 89 new people that was new to our computer system that we've never seen before. So, daily is a mind-blowing thing, because people are, and there's varying reasons why people eat with us. Sometimes it's on a continual basis, they're just trying to make their money go further because, you know, they don't make a lot of money and they're trying to pay bills and buy medicine and do all that kind of stuff. Other ones is because they're in between jobs or can't find a job. So there's varying reasons as there is people that eat with us, but it is, you know, going from a dining room that has 40 chairs to that has 96 chairs has made a huge difference. They don't have to stand outside. You know, the lines are long, but the way the building is set up, it flows quickly so people can eat and have room for other people. So until August, when we have our wonderful empty bowls, we're just feeding the masses 6 days a week.
How does it feel to be able to serve that many people in the growth, like you mentioned?
Well, you know, it's wonderful. You know, you just make do with what you have, and we did that for about 19 years. And so being in the new facility, it's just so nice to be able to feed and feed people that need us. And maybe, I don't know if those people, they kind of regulate themselves as far as when the line got long, then they would go and come back when the line wasn't so long. But now it's amazing how many that we're able to feed. And, you know, we have people every day tell us thank you, that they appreciate, you know, because that may be the only nutritious meal they get that day.
And what can you tell me again, Sharon, about the Westside Community Center? I know you guys do a lot of programming for children. What other programming that you do? Sorry.
Okay. For the Westside Community Center, we also offer a ReProsper program. We had 27 graduates that graduated in May. They're out right now reaching out to their work assignments. I wanted to tell the ladies that facilitate the ReProsper for us, we so appreciate what you've done for not only Westside Community Center, but also for our students. And then we also have a Peaceful Warriors program. That's when we go into the schools and we talk to the fourth and fifth grade young men about anti-bullying. We was in one school this year, so hopefully we'll be able to upgrade that program and be able to stretch out across other schools in this district. And then our cash program that will be opening the first week of school, and that's the after-school program where we bring the kids in about 3:30 and feed them, help them with their homework, and then we transport them back home. I do want to say about the summer program this summer that Agape has been so gracious to help feed our kids for lunch. So I really appreciate the partnership that United Way promotes among their nonprofits to where we could assist with a ReProsper student with feeding the necessary to ensure that our nonprofits are across the bridges and being able to help out one another. And then in the Juneteenth celebration, we will be having a car show there. We'll be putting more information on our website today on our point of contact and our chair, which is Tremont Grayson. So I just want to say once again, I appreciate Sherry Smith. She's my co-chair and she's my barbecue judge also. And Tremont Grayson, he's our chair for Juneteenth. And then all the sponsors, it's just so many. But I do want to just thank all the sponsors. And hopefully we'll see you then.
And you have some of that.
Well, I just want to say being a barbecue judge is probably one of the most awesome things that I can do. But it's also one of the hardest things to do. Because when you have people like Laurent has cooking barbecue, it's all good. I don't know how you pick which one you like the best. But it's fun trying.
So where do I sign up? I want to be a part of this too.
Oh, well, we may recruit you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have been talking about partnerships and with United Way and you guys together through United Way. If people in the community are listening today and want to help, how can they do so?
Well, if you would like to help, we're always taking volunteers the day of the event. You can come show up. We'll probably be there to crack it on. But you can come probably about 9:30 to the park, and we'll put you in a thing. The Daybreak Rotary is usually the ones that serves that particular Saturday of the month at Agape every other month, and so that's their day to work. And so Paul Crawford has a group that's coming to help volunteer that day. My husband, Mike, and Bo Washington is going to be riding around in a little cart showing people where they need to register and visiting with everybody. So it's going to be a fun day. So everybody come out and eat barbecue and play games and get your basketball shoes on. Pastor Darrell might even play a little one-on-one basketball.
From Spirit Church? That'd be interesting to see. I hear him preach on Sundays. I'd like to see him play basketball any other day.
If not, I'm sure Isaac will.
And what are you guys having to do? We have a few minutes left. Getting ready for this event that's happening a week from the Saturday.
What do we have to do?
Yeah, what do you have left to do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to have another meeting at the Mission, just the committee that's actually been working on this. We're meeting it Friday at 11:30 in our boardroom. But, you know, we've got supplies to get. We've got food to go pick up. We've got food to put in the cooler so it can defrost that's in the freezer. That's just my end of it. Next week, Roy's not only going to be busy working on feeding everybody, then we've got to put this together because we want to get as much done ahead of time as we can. So, anyway, the day of the event, then everybody's having a good time and it's not hard on any one person.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we still have an opportunity for volunteerism. You could go to my website, or you could even just stop by Agape or myself and just say, I want to volunteer for Saturday, and we'll write your name down. And then we're also have vendors there. We have food vendors. We have people that are baking for us that will be selling goods like that. We have big pillows that have been donated. We have jewelry vendors. So please, there's still opportunities. Just go to the website. And you should see that information. And we still would like to see some more old cars to be there. So please go and research the website, and we'll be looking forward to seeing everybody there.
And aren't we going to do popcorn and snow cone, and those proceeds will go to the website?
Well, we're going to do a popcorn snow cone machine, and those proceeds will be going to United Way.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. The Boy Scouts
we're
of them.
We're doing a combined.
Still for a good cause.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, we're doing it together because it's as two agencies, you know, the United Way is so important to all of our nonprofit organizations. We can't do this without them. It's the community coming together to make sure that the citizens that need the help in Bartlesville get it. And so we appreciate the United Way and what all they do. And so this is our little part of giving back.
And how can people reach you? You mentioned the website.
Yes, the website again is www.wccbville.org. Or you could go to Eventbrite and look up Westside Community Center Juneteenth Celebration. It's on Facebook. Today we'll be doing Facebook Live at 11 o'clock, so we'll be putting that information out again today. You could go to Agape's Facebook, and the flyers are all, you can go to the radio page, it'll be there today. So please, we're available to answer any questions, and please come eat some of this free food, for we won't have to dispose of anything.
Juneteenth is...
We won't dispose of anything.
Juneteenth is taking place June 14th through the 15th. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on a Community Connection this
thank
morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Sean Carey.
This is the OS.